This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
So, with the freshness and the promise of this new year, let us begin. In 2017,
exactly a year after taking office, Governor Henry McMaster delivered his first State of the State speech this week. In an upbeat message, he proclaimed that, in his words, the state's time has come. McMaster cited the state's booming economy and job growth, improvements in education, and more efficiency in state government. He called for stronger ethics laws and more government transparency. The centerpiece of his legislative agenda for this year is reducing the state's income tax rates by 1% a year for the next 5 years, an overall cut of over $2 billion over the 5 years.
Taxes of all kinds at all levels add up little by little, and what they do is smother growth. We must act. We must heed the lessons of history. We must respect the right of the people to their own money for their own purposes according to their own priorities.
McMaster toughened his position on what's needed in the aftermath of the failed VC Summer nuclear project, reiterating his promise from earlier in the week to veto any bill that would allow South Carolina Electric and Gas Company to continue to charge its customers for the failed $9 billion project. That promise led to a standing ovation by lawmakers.
Send me a bill that continues to place the financial burden for the failure on the ratepayers, and I will veto it.
McMaster also renewed his call for the state to sell Santee Cooper, the state-owned utility that was a partner in the failed nuclear project. He departed from his normal role of firm support for Trump administration policies by opposing plans for offshore drilling.
We cannot take a chance. We must do whatever it takes to preserve this economic paradise that we call the beach or the marsh or the coast or the low country. Ladies and gentlemen, we must do whatever it takes because that coastline is made of gold for the people of South Carolina.
The address drew praise from Republican lawmakers. Some Democratic legislators called it an election year speech. As expected, the fallout surrounding the VC summer nuclear fiasco is already dominating this year's legislative session.
When we go back home and where we hear our constituents speak to us, they say, "You screwed it up." And so, would you not agree with me that the best simple way we can go back to our constituents and say, "We're going to try not to screw it up again"?
Out of this SCANA, Santee Cooper, VC Sumner issue, we have seen another low of ethics and possible corruption that's existed in the utility industry surrounding this.
Upstate Representatives David Hyatt and Gary Clary doing floor debate in the House this week as the House passed and sent two bills to the Senate dealing with the nuclear matter. House members voted to restructure and strengthen the state's regulatory office and to totally change the way state public service commissioners are nominated to serve in office. Four other bills are awaiting debate. A new audit issued by the state's regulatory office found that despite its claims to the contrary, SCANA Corp., SCNG's parent company, in its opinion, can't afford to stop charging its customers for the failed project. The audit seemed to reinforce the belief by many lawmakers that officials with SCANA have intentionally misled regulators and others about the financial status of the project. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.